News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. Surveillance video among the evidence the NYPD is studying as police search for the gunman who shot and killed UnitedHealthcare CEO Brian Thompson outside a Midtown Manhattan hotel yesterday morning. Police say it was a targeted attack. Investigators in Butte County, California say it appears a gunman targeted a small private school in Palermo because of its ties with the Seventh-day Adventist Church. The attack left two kindergartners ages 5 and 6 in extremely critical condition, while police say the gunman apparently took his own life. Chinese hackers have wormed their way into at least 8 U.S. telecom firms, as well as into the private systems of dozens of nations.
A top White House official says the U.S. believes the hackers were able to gain access to communications of senior government officials and prominent political figures. But Deputy National Security Advisor Ann Neuberger said they don't believe any classified communications have been compromised. White House officials cautioned that a number of telecommunications firms and countries impacted could still grow. Greg Clugston, Washington.
The post-election Bitcoin rally continues, hitting a record high of more than $100,000.
The milestone comes just hours after President-elect Donald Trump signaled a lighter regulatory approach to the crypto industry. Bitcoin has soared to unprecedented heights since Mr. Trump won the election on November 5th. The cryptocurrency has climbed dramatically from $69,374 on election day, then rose to a high of more than $103,000.
Correspondent Jeremy House. Elon Musk and Vivek Ramaswamy, charged by President-elect Trump with cutting government waste and improving efficiency, visit Capitol Hill today. They'll meet with lawmakers. On Wall Street, the Dow features down 79 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The new administration has hinted at one of its boldest moves yet. America's return to the gold standard. Backing the U.S. dollar with gold would create stability in a time of rapid economic change, pushing the price of gold higher than we've seen in decades. Those who act now could be positioned to benefit the most. Premier Gold specializes in helping those with a 401k, IRA, or other types of retirement accounts utilize a little-known loophole to move some of their savings into physical gold. Today, they'd like to send you a free gold standard kit to help you decide if this process is right for you. Call 606-800-8000 to take advantage of current rollover policies. Early action on physical gold could position your portfolio for maximum growth. Call Premier Gold at 606-800-8000. Call 606-800-8000 now. Premier Gold is not a financial advisor. Please consult with your advisor before investing. Call 606-800-8000.
Raucous protests continue in Seoul against South Korean President Yoon after his sudden, short-lived declaration of martial law.
Large crowds gather with flags outside the South Korean Parliament building for a candlelit vigil against President Yoon Suk-yeol, who's facing an impeachment vote following the stunning but brief imposition of martial law that brought armed troops onto the Seoul streets. South Korea's president replaced his defense minister on Thursday as opposition parties move to impeach both men. The Democratic Party and other small opposition parties submitted a joint motion to impeach the president on Wednesday. I'm Charles Villadesma.
The head of Britain's armed forces warning that the world stands at the cusp of a third nuclear age defined by multiple simultaneous challenges and weakened safeguards that kept previous threats in check. Admiral Tony Radakin, chief of the defense staff, says Britain needs to recognize the seriousness of the threats it faces. Townhall.com. Airlines find themselves on the congressional hot seat over so-called junk fees.
Airline executives like United's Andrew Nocella bristle at the term junk fees.
Our customers who prioritize affordability have the option to choose a lower fare product and in doing so opt out of paying for additional services they do not need nor want.
But New Hampshire Democrat Maggie Hassan wants to see more transparency.
We're all captives on your airplanes at a certain point.
Missouri Republican Josh Hawley pointed out Frontier and Spirit Airlines paid bonuses to workers who spotted customers with bigger than allowed carry-on bags. The fees don't seem to be hurting business. Americans are flying more than ever. Ed Donahue, Washington.
The Transportation Department says it will begin taking steps toward requiring airlines to pay cash compensation to passengers stranded when airlines cause flights to be canceled or changed. More on these stories at townhall.com. We'll be right back.
This Dr. Bill weather forecast is sponsored by L&S Air Conditioning, a 43-year-old air conditioning company, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 865-5174. And remember, God loves you.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
The Gulf Coast can expect cloudy skies today with showers this morning. High temperatures will be in the lower 60s this morning, but falling into the 50s this afternoon. Tonight, becoming partly cloudy and cold with lows around 30 degrees. And then tomorrow, sunny and cool with highs in the lower 50s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
At Gulf Coast Auto Tech, our master certified technicians understand the importance of excellent customer service, so we take the time to explain your car's needed repairs and give honest advice. Call Gulf Coast Auto Tech for dealer quality repairs without the dealer prices on Halls Mill Road.
From the Bill Island Personal Injury Lawyers Traffic Center at Moffitt and Siebert, they're wrapping up an accident. Also got one at Halls Mill and Rangeline Road. Foley Beach Express at County Road 8, they've got an overturned vehicle as we've got a good ride across the Bayway and the Causeway for now. Bill Island Personal Injury Lawyers are lawyers you can count on for your case, from car, motorcycle, and truck accidents to slip and falls, animal bites, wrongful death, and more. Get a free consultation at lawcallbill.com or call 255-5000. And I'm Kane with their FM Talk 106.5 Traffic.
News, sports, weather from Dr. Bill Williams, traffic info from Kane, and one of the Gulf Coast's most familiar voices. It's Mobile Mornings with Dan Brennan and Dalton Arwig.
Well, at least we didn't wake up in France. We might get to that story here later on this morning. France having their troubles for sure.
Well, I'd rather wake up this morning in France than, say, Syria.
Yeah, well, I would agree with that. I wouldn't mind, at a little bed and breakfast with the Eiffel Tower outside the window. Yeah, that'd be all right. I'm about to take a flight back here anyway. Leave all those problems behind. Also, we're looking at this Daniel Penny trial. The jury's deliberating at this moment, right? That's where they're at, right?
So this will be day three of deliberations coming up, which I no expert of the law, but we've seen so many big trials over these last few years. I believe that the longer it takes them in deliberations here, and you could tell me your opinion, I might be wrong, but I don't think that's a good thing for the accused, Daniel Penny, they take here.
I'm kind of with you on that, but we have been... You know, we have been tricked in the past as to what the outcome is. Now, in this case, and of course, this name will be familiar to you, Alvin Bragg. Mm-hmm. He's the Manhattan District Attorney, and they've been aggressively pushing for the media to note that if convicted of second-degree manslaughter at trial, that Daniel Penny faces no mandatory minimum prison time. Penny's lawyers were upset about that because what they're saying is, you know, of course... Do you know the case? This guy rushes into a subway car with women and children shouting all kinds of stuff. Somebody's going to die today. He was crazy.
Yeah.
So Penny's just trying to do what he can to make everybody feel safe. And the guy dies. So, quote, the district attorney's efforts to have the jury speculate as to a potential sentence are both improper and misleading. That's Penny's defense lawyer, Stephen Razor and Thomas Kenneth. That while it is technically true that these charges do not carry a mandatory minimum, that is the case with most felonies in New York. It is equally true that the maximum sentence is 15 years in state prison. So I think what they're claiming is that the DA is trying to plant in the jury's mind that, hey, it's not a big, you know, if you convict him, hey, he might not have much time at all to do, minimizing what might happen when they said, hey, the fact is the maximum is 15 years in state prison. No day of wiffle ball at the park.
Right.
So in any event, we'll see what happens here.
So yesterday, the jury, when they continued to deliberate, they wanted to see a few different things here. They wanted to again see the footage of Penny restraining Neely there on the subway. They also wanted to hear and watch the medical examiner, the testimony from the medical examiner. Now, there were a couple different medical examiners, at least one for the defense, and I believe you had one for the prosecution. the one they looked at yesterday for sure was the medical examiner the prosecutors brought up, and then the cross-examination of that. So I'm not sure what that tells you about their thought process right now, but this is, I think, you think back to the Rittenhouse trial, kind of in a way, mm-hmm. with this, where a heavy portion of America saw someone that they believed was doing the right thing in a terrible situation. And it's so hard for me to square the fact that a city, New York, a city that deals with so many different and random acts of violence in subways, you know, below ground.
Yeah.
I think just last week, another stabbing spree.
Yeah.
And you have someone who, you know, if Jordan Neely had stabbed eight people and then been let out by a liberal DA the next night, we wouldn't know his name. We wouldn't know the names of the people that he would have stabbed.
Well, look at this. If there's people asserting that if Jordan Neely was white, we wouldn't know his name.
Yeah.
And if Daniel Penny was a black Marine,
man, yeah.
he might be a hero. And Daniel Penny might be a hero as it is now, though. It's, you know, it's they're just cramming everything into this thing. The DA with in terms of race, they're trying to make it a racial thing. When if we've been in these situations, I have, I don't really remember being.
Well, you also had black men
helping.
Yeah,
yeah. So
right.
It had to do with the safety of children and women in that car, and how Penny felt obligated as somebody, you know. That he's got the training to take care of the problem, so let's take care of the problem. Now, obviously, who knows how many drugs the guy had in his system,
That's
too.
The thing, too. And so he did have fentanyl in his system, and quite a bit. And that same medical examiner who the prosecutors brought up, who the jury wanted to rewatch the testimony yesterday, I think her line was, I don't care. Maybe I have it right here. I want to get it exactly what she said. Dr. Cynthia Harris testified that, quote, no toxicology result could have changed my opinion. Her opinion was that Neely was choked to death. She said, no toxicology result could have changed my opinion, even if Neely had, quote, enough fentanyl in his system to put down an elephant. Now, that's pretty similar to the George Floyd case as yeah. well, where you had autopsies showing that he actually overdosed yeah. on fentanyl, and they still were able to convict the officer there
yep.
With Chauvin. They were able to convict him for causing the death, even though he was overdosing on fentanyl. So same thing here with Neely. He was a drug addict. He,
yeah.
a career criminal. And
well, how many prior arrests, too? Was it
46 charges?
I thought it's like 60.
It might have been 64, yeah.
46 is enough. But so, you know, you look at what we're dealing with here, and to criminalize Penny, I get you have got to look at the possibility, like, okay, what really went down here? The guy's now dead, right? Mm-hmm. So then you examine it all.
Did he hold the choke too long
right.
and too tight?
Right.
But how tight is too tight of a choke when the person you're choking is overdosing?
Yeah,
right?
and exactly. And is acting so erratically, he wanted all the attention in the world, right? So you can picture what was going on here. The guy walks onto the he's
the
going
subway.
Up and down the subway train itself. When he enters this particular car, he's just raising Cain and
screaming in people's faces,
right, yeah. making everybody uncomfortable to frighten to death. And so Neely steps in. It's almost like I wish, like if you're somebody like that that has an idea, like I might have to restrain a guy today, if you had some handcuffs with you,
yeah.
you know, maybe
take some zip ties,
yeah, some
take
you know.
Zip ties if you're going on the sub. But yeah, and someone was saying that hey, if he's indicted, this could cause Good Samaritans to maybe look the other way when things
sure.
happen. If he's in, it's already.
Yeah,
I've thought about it plenty of times.
Sure.
If I'm in a similar situation. And, of course, you know, if my family is there, my girls, my mm-hmm. wife, then I'm going to act differently, honestly, than I would if I'm traveling solo.
Sure.
And you have to take that into account that, you know, I want to protect women and the vulnerable. That's just in me, right?
Yep,
that's how
sure.
I was raised.
Yeah.
But you have to think about that, because that seems like that was the same way that this Marine was raised, to be a good person and help out when he can, even putting himself in the line of danger. So, yeah, I think they have already through criminal prosecution in liberal areas of this country, they've already really, really... you talk about the rule of law going away. How about just the rule of standards where men stand up for women and children in their communities? You're not allowed to do that anymore in certain communities. By the way, also part of this whole thing, when they brought Daniel Penny in after this whole thing went down, and he was talking with, I believe, NYPD afterwards, you had his interrogator come in, and I think he claimed that he was a fellow veteran, which may not have been
right,
the truth,
true,
if I was reading
so
the stories
So he was trying to get him to...
Trying to bro down with
relax him. Relax
him,
yeah.
And also, Penny, when he was testifying to NYPD after this, didn't know that Neely had died, I believe, from what I've been reading here. So there were some kind of strange things that went on as they were getting his statement from how things went down. But this could be major, and I think we probably ought to see a verdict coming down maybe today. Now, it is interesting who's been standing up for the Marine, Daniel Penny. One of those men is New York City Mayor Eric Adams, and maybe his change in tone here over the last few months and weeks on immigration and other things come because he has...
He's got his own
DOJ
problems.
DOJ coming after him right now.
He's got his own problems, and also he is seeing the spike in crime. He's seeing the problems that that being a sanctuary city is bringing to New York.
Yeah, and he has people like Andrew Cuomo who are looking at that mayoral position saying, hey, I wouldn't mind taking a run for that. Mm. So he's got that on his mind as well if he's able to avoid criminal charges. But he was on a, I believe, a radio show and talking about this trial that's happening in his city. I thought some pretty interesting comments from New York Mayor Eric Adams.
Look at that on a multifaceted approach of everything that's wrong with the system that we're facing. One, look at the photo that they used to show the victims. It seemed like it was a young, innocent child. Right. Who was brutally murdered, and it gave that impression. When you looked at the photo that was being used, it wanted to set up in the minds of people that we were dealing with a young, innocent child that, you know, just a Michael Jackson intimidator that, you know, was just brutally assaulted. Then you look at the complete failure of our mental health system, right. A complete failure from the days of closing psychiatric wards and having those who needed help just turned over into the street without giving any safety net to accept them. Parents reach out to me all the time and say, I'm watching my child go down, or my loved one, my family member going down this serious decline. What do we do? A system where you brought people into hospitals, gave them medicine for one day, and sent them back. The young man in this case was going within our system, throughout the revolving door of our system. Now, we're on the subway where we're hearing someone talking about hurting people, killing people. You have someone on that subway who was responding, doing what we should have done as a city in a state of having a better mental health facility. Those passengers were afraid. I'm hoping that the jury will hear all the facts. Based on all the facts as laid out, a jury of his peers would make the right decision. And I don't want to prejudge that. I'm just looking at all the facts that are involved here and what we did to get to where we are and what we're seeing. Because that could have easily been a case where you saw three innocent people murdered on our street 2 weeks ago.
So there you go, Eric Adams. I think some pretty insightful comments from him as he kind of riffs on the failure of the mental health system, not just in New York City, but the country, and how the media portrays not just the suspects in these cases, but the victims, making them look like young, innocent children. We've seen that so many times over the years.
Yeah, and, you know, so back to Penny, you know, what was going through his mind at the time? I can't read his mind, but you think about that, Dalton. You were talking about if you had your two little girls and wife with you, how you would react, as opposed to more than likely what you might, your reaction might be if you were by yourself.
Yeah. I mean, if you're defending your family, I mean, you're going to go
all in.
I would hope.
But Penny himself, you got to give him credit for being in the mindset of looking around, seeing frightened people around him, and empathizing with them. Like, I can put an end to this guy terrorizing everybody, all the children and the women and the guys on this train right now. I can stop that, so I'm going to go ahead and make the move and do that.
Yeah.
Now, obviously, it ends up in the death of this guy, and also, obviously, But what would you do, y'all? If you are on that, what would you do if you were on that and you thought you were physically able to take care of the problem? Obviously, he didn't want to kill the guy, but who knew the struggle? Who knows, you know, the tiniest facts that led to the death of this guy?
Yeah, whatever I would have done 10 years ago is probably differently than what I would do now. Yeah. Not because I've changed, although I have, but because I think the world's changed. You have a country with so many people that were raised on the values of like John Wayne, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Step in and do the right thing.
Yeah.
And you have a lot of people in this country who are telling them they are the problem,
yeah,
not the people who are causing the issues.
I didn't always see it through. I'll admit that. But that was how I was raised. You definitely step in. 821 FM Talk 106.5 Mobile Mornings with Dan and Dalton.
This WKRG News Break is brought to you by Roy Lewis Construction. For your next commercial construction project, choose a contractor who offers full-service project management from pre-design to project closeout. Guaranteed quality from start to finish. Roy Lewis Construction.
I'm Bill Wiles, WKRG News 5. A judge has granted a Mobile County teen bond in a deadly crash that killed a University of South Alabama student. The 17-year-old defendant is charged with manslaughter. Nolan McDavid died in a head-on crash on Lot Road near J.E. Turner Elementary School in Mobile County. Authorities say a 17-year-old boy caused the crash. He was granted a $50,000 bond. A defense attorney says a black box recorded the suspect's car driving more than 100 miles per hour mere seconds before the crash. The speed limit was 55. A Mobile man will spend the next 17 years in prison for shooting a police canine. 46-year-old Richard McGuire pleaded guilty to shooting police canine Buddy while breaking into a Biloxi business in 2022. People in Fairhope will line up along Section Street for the city's annual Christmas parade. The parade begins at 7 o'clock tomorrow night. It's on Section Street and Morphy Avenue. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. Local coverage you can count on.
There is power in caring when put into action. Each year, our Bryant Bank team members dedicate hundreds of hours serving our communities. Our bankers serve on nonprofit boards, support our local educators, and volunteer with our hometown food banks. I'm Lisa Hastings, Vice President for Bryant Bank, and community service isn't just a line in our mission statement. It really is who we are. Stop by one of our offices in Orange Beach, Foley, Daphne, and Mobile, and experience unbeatable service and legendary results today. Bryant Bank, member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Coastal HR reminds you that once again, it's time to make decisions about next year's payroll and HR. Is it past time to update your handbooks, policies, and procedures? If you've put off asking if outsourcing your payroll and HR would actually benefit your business, call us today. Ask for a free assessment of your current process so you can finally make an informed decision that could end up benefiting your bottom line, offer better employee benefits, and allow you to focus solely on what you do best. Coastal HR. 478-7444.
Give her a gift that says forever. Carrot Patch Jewelers has the largest selection of diamonds in Mobile, in every shape and size, with hundreds of gorgeous settings to match. If you don't find a setting that speaks to you, our in-house designer can turn your vision into a stunning reality. Diamond rings, diamond cross pendants, studs, and diamond bracelets. This year, she deserves something special, something memorable, something beautifully wrapped in a box from Carrot Patch on Hillcrest, just south of Airport.
For many people, dove season only lasts one day, perhaps half a day each year. Maybe they hunt opening weekend of the early split or a couple weekends. As other hunting seasons open, like archery for deer, many people forget about hunting doves. However, Alabama allows sportsmen to hunt doves for long seasons with liberal bag limits well into January. Some of the best action occurs later in the season. Although many people hunt doves on private lands, not everyone can afford to do that. Early in the season, especially on opening day, people crowd into the best public dove fields. As the season goes on, the crowds become thinner or disappear entirely. By October, dove hunters might find themselves all alone, even on the most heavily pressured public fields. In addition, doves migrate just like ducks and many other birds. Doves leaving cold weather farther north migrate to Alabama and boost the depleted local populations of resident birds. This is John Felsher with the Outdoors Tip, brought to you by FM Talk 106.5.
Breaking sports news. The stories behind the headlines.
Harris is on the run. He leaped and he makes the catch. Harper might be doubled up. The throw to first. It's over. It's over.
Sports with Dalton Erwig. Only on Mobile Mornings.
From the Croton, Wendleton, Traffic Center, Cochran Causeway, Dunlap Drive got an accident. Schillinger Road and Old Government and southbound 65 just south of the airport. The left shoulder is blocked off. Grand Bay, Wilma Road and Smith Road, they've got a single vehicle in the ditch. Croton, Wendleton at 220 Portside Boulevard in Mobile, the only shop in the Mobile area offering ceramic films exclusively. They also offer a no-fault lifetime warranty that covers even a small scratch. With gift certificates for the holidays, it's Pro Tent Window Tinting. Call 802-1234. And I'm Kane with their FM Talk 106.5 Traffic.
Yeah, I don't think it's been a fun time on 65 for a lot of you this morning, Kane. Yeah,
apparently not.
Kane just said that you have that wreck southbound 65 just past airport. Michael on the text line says fire trucks, ambulances, and police were on site. Headed towards the center lane, southbound 65, said it looked bad. And that was as of about 15 minutes ago, Michael sent that in. Also, Leanna telling us that there's also a wreck northbound on 65, pretty much adjacent to the southbound wreck on 65. So both directions moving slow right now. Lots of text to get to here. Fire Dog says, and great seeing you last night.
Yeah, good way, to see Fire, Fire Dog.
Yeah, very cool to chop it up with you. Says, this is a tough case. Not sure how I would fall if I was in the jury. I think I would put weight on the dozens of subway riders who testified that Penny saved them. Not being there, I will say it does look like Penny held on a bit longer than needed. Also, if I was there with my girls, I would have absolutely stopped him right there and then, the hard way, no question.
Yeah.
Jerry from Fort Morgan says, he doesn't like Alvin Bragg very much, I'll tell you that much. He also says anyone who makes the decision to go to that city from this point forward only have themselves to blame. And I'm sure I sound like a Beverly Hillbilly. I've traveled, okay? I've been around. But when I hear my good friends like Leanna, who in the past has had big trips to New York City,
sure.
But I'm such a country boy, I'm like, well, be careful up there on the subways. There's people being stabbed left and right. So it's a massive city, obviously. I mean, you had that story come out last week that there are 60,000, not just illegal immigrants. There's a whole lot more than that in New York City. 60,000 violent criminals. Illegal immigrants.
Among the illegal immigrants.
Just in that city. So obviously it's a massive city.
And it's more dangerous than it was.
And I just had that assassination that happened there yesterday morning, too, to
what
the
was that all about?
Healthcare Man. CEO. So it's a totally different world, but it's still America. You still have American values, and you still have people there with those values that I believe Jordan Daniel Penny has. Just I feel so bad for him, because I know and feel in my heart that he meant to do the right thing.
Yeah.
And I think a lot of people feel very similar.
He didn't wake up that morning and said, I'm going to kill a crazy guy on the subway today. Things happened in front of him. He reacted. He obviously put too much weight or choke too close, or whatever he did.
Mm-hmm.
Plus, again, let's not minimize the fact the guy had so many drugs inside him and was high as a kite. And that would also lead to being sick or dying.
What happens when that verdict comes back? I imagine if it goes against Neely's team, so if Penny is vindicated, you'll probably see some unrest, maybe not a whole lot, but they've certainly been outside of the courthouse shouting at him on his way in every morning.
Yeah,
that's
crazy.
If Daniel Penny ends up being found guilty, whether he gets the harsher charge in up to 15 years for the manslaughter charge, or if they give him the lesser charge of 4 years, what do you think the reaction will be? What are we going to see, if anything? I would hope a pardon maybe down the line, but I don't know.
Yeah.
Speaking of pardons.
Hey, there you go.
Speaking of pardons, I mentioned this earlier. We didn't spend a whole lot of time talking about it, but everyone up in arms about the Hunter Biden pardon. What if this happens? The Biden the team around him, okay, his top aides, according to the Wall Street Journal, not Biden himself.
Yeah.
Which I thought was the deal. But his top aides are reportedly considering issuing preemptive pardons to both current and former government officials, Dr. Anthony Fauci
included,
former Congresswoman Liz Cheney, and also now Senator-elect Adam Schiff, who has been a congressman for so long.
This is just to demonize Trump again, because they're saying this is all because of what Trump might do.
Because he will incorrectly go after his political.
Right.
So, but they are worried, according to this story from sources, that the implications of issuing pardons to people who haven't been charged with crimes could suggest impropriety. Yeah, I would say so. They also say Biden's not yet been involved It's the president's job to do the pardoning, not his aides. But is this just a, are they just floating this out there to see what people would think?
Yes, absolutely. And it's just to, you know, rain on Trump's parade a little bit. 830 FM Talk 106.5 in Mobile Mornings.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. In New York City, the manhunt continues. Police searching for the hooded gunman who fatally shot UnitedHealthcare CEO Brian Thompson yesterday morning. Happened outside a hotel in Midtown Manhattan. Two young boys, one 5, the other 6 years old, in extremely critical condition. They were shot at a small private school in Northern California. Police say the gunman apparently took his own life. One Republican senator says Pete Hegseth should agree to abstain from alcohol if he wants to be confirmed as Secretary of Defense. Israel calls Amnesty International a deplorable and fanatical organization. This after Amnesty accused the Jewish state of genocide in Gaza. And political turmoil in France, where the prime minister, who's only been in office for 3 months, is already on his way out, bringing government grinding to a halt. More details, SRNnews.com.
Folks, I got to be realistic about my diet in December. It's got to be the worst month of the year in terms of eating. No matter what you do, you're inevitably going to find yourself eating things, treats, meats, dishes, leaving very little room for the right stuff. But I will take Balance of Nature every single day. Balance of Nature is made from whole fruit and veggie ingredients, and I will not skip taking those daily supplements. It's the one thing I'll get right because feeling good is important to me, especially in December. Join me in pushing back against the dreaded December diet crash. You can do that by getting Balance of Nature today. Use my discount code ERIC and sign up as a new customer to get 50% off plus free shipping. And as always, you get their money back guarantee. It's an awesome December discount, but you have to use my discount code ERIC. Call them at 800-246-8751. Use discount code ERIC or order online at balanceofnature.com. Discount code ERIC to get 50% off, free shipping, plus their money back guarantee. Again, folks, 800-246-8751. Use discount code ERIC or online at balanceofnature.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
The Gulf Coast can expect cloudy skies today with showers this morning. High temperatures will be in the lower 60s this morning, but falling into the 50s this afternoon. Tonight, becoming partly cloudy and cold with lows around 30 degrees. And then tomorrow, sunny and cool with highs in the lower 50s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
At Humana, our Medicare Advantage plans give you coverage and care you can count on, along with guided support to help you feel your best. Our licensed sales agents are ready to help you understand your options and choose a Medicare Advantage plan. You'll feel confident because you have plan options that fit your needs. You could have a plan with a $0 premium and even personalized care from a wide network of doctors, or all-in-one plans that may include medical and prescription coverage, as well as routine dental, vision, and hearing. When it comes to the benefits and support you need, Humana has Medicare Advantage plans made for your well-being and your wallet. Learn more at GetHumana.com. Humana, a more human way to healthcare. Humana is a Medicare Advantage HMO and PPO organization with a Medicare contract. Enrollment in any Humana plan depends on contract renewal.
Your workplace needs a welcoming space for employees to relax with a cup of coffee or tea and share creative ideas. And Azalea Coffee Service can create that space for your office. Azalea Coffee Service provides everything. Coffee machines, plus coffee, teas, water, even Keurig and pantry items. Need vending services? Azalea does that too. Throw out that old nasty office coffee pot and replace it with Azalea Coffee Service, the only locally owned and operated coffee service in the Mobile area. Call 675-9178 or online azaleacoffee.com.
Get an education on blockchain tech with Beyond the Blockchain with Scott Tindall. The constantly changing universe of blockchain technology is way deeper than just cryptocurrency. Scott talks about the hows and whys of the blockchain, plus introduces you to companies that are pioneering this brave new world. Beyond the Blockchain. Beyond the Blockchain. Tuesday nights at 8 on FM Talk 106.5. 106.5.
from the SpringHillToyota.com Traffic Center now northbound 65 south of Airport, right across from the other accident. They're working on the southbound lanes. Right lane's blocked off with an accident with injuries. Grand Bay Wilma Road, Smith Road, also Grand Oak Drive near McDonald Road, and Schillinger Road and Old Government still in the roadways. The Trellis Room inside the Battle House Hotel open Tuesday through Saturday with a dinner menu that emphasizes Italian cuisine. Enjoy a family-style experience in a spectacular setting. They look forward to welcoming you to an international dining experience tonight at the Trellis Room at the Battle House Hotel. And I'm Kane with their F and Talk. What is...
FM Talk 106.5, 835 on Mobile Mornings. Again, thank you all of you that came out and enjoyed yourself at Fairhope Brewing Company last night as we raised money for the Legacy...
Warrior Legacy Ranch, there in Robertsdale. That was awesome. Talked to so many good friends that we see annually there, and also a lot of new friends that came by as well. So that was really, really cool last night.
It was a lot of fun.
All for a great cause. And I have to say, I've gotten pretty good at the bartending thing over the years. So maybe there's a future in it. I don't know.
Yeah. Own your own place.
I could.
Like that.
Yeah. But I would just be a franchise of Fairhope Brewing Company because... I love those dudes. So I wouldn't want to, like, compete, right? I want to be part of it.
I don't think that they would take that personally.
You don't think so?
If you opened up across the street,
The problem is, what's that? The drug dealers say don't get high on your own supply. That would be trouble for me running a brewery. I'll just tell you that right now. It is Thursday. That means it's time to talk with Rob Holbert with Lagniappe and a new issue on stands now. Good morning, Rob.
Morning, guys. How are y'all?
Doing good, man. Hey,
yeah, we're great. And looking at the cover this week of Lagniappe, and I guess got milk would be the main theme here, but not just any milk, raw milk. I've seen this...
Raw milk, man.
Yeah, I've seen this debate going on online. It became a huge thing a couple years ago, kind of in line with the whole RFK Jr. and, you know, healthy eating and getting things out of the environment. Raw milk became a huge portion of that conversation. Now, you guys are talking about that as well here today.
Yeah, it's a growing trend, and a lot of it is because RFK Jr. is up to be the Health and Human Services.
Yeah, that's it, HHS.
What he's supposed to be up for, but HHS. But, director, so, you know, he apparently drinks raw milk. It's an issue that is, like, I mean, the number of people drinking raw milk is going up. And we thought, well, let's localize it. Let's see if people are drinking raw milk locally. Is anybody even selling it? And we found somebody who sells it. In Alabama, it is not legal to sell it for human consumption.
Huh.
So they sell it for your pets. But what you do with it when you get home, I mean, you know, if you buy dog food and you want to go home and eat dog food, you can do that. So, you know, same difference. So, so it's an interesting conversation. I mean, there's kind of two sides to it, of course, that there are a lot of folks who think that it cures all sorts of ills and provides you with good bacteria in your stomach and gets rid of lactose intolerance and tastes better and all those things. And then there are people from the medical side who say the reason we invented pasteurization in the first place is because milk was killing people. And so there's two sides to the whole issue on it, and that's what we cover in this.
Yeah, it's this whole fight against processed foods, and I agree that, you know, there's a lot of things I think that in our foods, especially the ones that you unwrap and just pop in your mouth, that probably aren't the best for you. And so the reaction to people once they kind of start delving into that, for many of them, it's to go completely the other way and do away with any kind of safeguards. So that's interesting that it's illegal technically in the state. It kind of reminds me
it's illegal in a lot of places. It's really illegal in a lot of places, most places, to sell it to humans. But it's kind of funny. I mean, just the way politics are, everything's political now. Even milk is political.
Everything
sort of, you know, this used to be sort of a hippy dippy type of thing. You know, the hippies are drinking unpasteurized milk and that kind of thing. And now it's turned into sort of this. It's gone to jump the political spectrum on the other side because RFK is into it, and people are all of a sudden, you know, getting a bunch of pushback on what's in our food, and which is a good thing to look at. I mean, I certainly think there's plenty of stuff in our food that we might question. Mm-hmm. I don't know if I'm going to run out and drink raw milk, but, you know, that's up to folks if they want to try it.
So if you found somewhere that sells it, where is that?
It's up in, I think, Chickasaw. They sell it locally, yeah. So you can go buy it. It's like $10 bucks a gallon. It ain't cheap. But milk's not cheap anyway.
How much do you consume? But how much do you consume to help with whatever is ailing you?
What do you mean? Oh, if you're trying to fix yourself through the raw milk?
I don't know the answers to that. I'm not a doctor or even a pretend doctor.
Yeah, so, you're not even a cow.
Yeah, I don't know.
All right.
I'm not even a guy running for HHS secretary.
Well,
I don't know.
I'm an Irish kid from the Northeast, but I'm not RFK Jr. So I don't know anything either, but I thought if you take a swig of it. What's that one thing that you can take?
Sorry, I just received I received a text that I was wrong. It's chunchula, not
okay. Chunchula,
not
okay.
Anyway, and I love insights into things that aren't really covered that often. And Brady Petrie doing such a great job with this story, but he talks about a letter being sent to the Raw Milk Institute, and I'm just picturing being a part of that organization.
Man.
And the meetings that must go on, and when you're trying to get the snacks for the meetings, you have to have milk on hand.
Are you talking about the RMI?
We got to get this milk. We got to get this milk rawer. We need rawer milk.
More
raw enough.
More raw. Yeah.
In a press release,
get it rawer. Yeah.
In a press release by the RMI.
RMI, the Raw Milk Institute. Well, that's a great story, and that is the cover story in this week's edition. Lots of local news as well. And now that we're out of the general for this year, Politico's looking forward, and for us locally, we have a big mayoral race on the way. Now, I received this text last week. I did not click the link, but once I read the Lanyap story, I realized what I would have seen if I had.
I'm wondering if I got that. When did you get it?
Oh, I can't recall. It was Tuesday, I guess, last week.
Just a couple days. I just got it a couple days ago.
Oh, maybe. Okay. Well, it's been a long week. So the Mobile, Alabama Municipal Election Survey. And I think the most interesting thing here are some of the names that were presented as potential mayoral candidates and whether those who received the survey would vote for them or not.
Yeah, there were a lot of people's names on there. There were a couple names that I hadn't heard tossed around before. They had a long description of each person in there. Mm-hmm. Everybody's denying that they sent it out. Somebody obviously sent it out, but everybody's saying, it wasn't me, wasn't me. I don't know where it came from. Everybody's speculating who it was or who it was about.
Mm.
But it's obviously somebody's trying to feel out whether there's a candidacy ahead, or also there were, if you looked at it, there were some somewhat negative things slipped into the bios of each person or most people, which made me kind of wonder if that was an attempt to sort of poison the well a little bit for others, but who knows.
Yeah, and it also asked questions of folks from around here and what they think about the big projects we have going on and what the next priority should be for whoever becomes next mayor. I guess if you looked close enough into those questions, you might be able to try to kind of narrow it down to who might have been so interested in where the votes lay right now. But when do you think, Rob, we'll start really seeing some entrance into this race? Of course, I think Batiste, that was kind of the first name that we thought was officially in, but he's kind of denied since then. Same with Vivian Figures. You had a report coming out that she would jump in, and that's kind of been from her teams. They're saying, maybe not so. When do you think we'll start seeing names hop into this race?
I mean, I don't think it'll be until after the beginning of the year, but I don't think it'll be real long into the new year before you'll start to see some people. I mean, if you want to run, you really kind of need to get out and go. I mean, I think this is... It's going to be, it's not going to be a tremendously long. I mean, it's not going to be a whole year of campaigning, So it's there's going to be a crowded field. I think, it seems like there's going to be a crowded field. I just think there's going to be a lot of folks involved. So, obviously, most of the time, people want to get out front and they want to scare away competition, start kind of lining up money, and I think you'll see people jump in earlier rather than later. I would imagine, we'll have some names that come out in January and February.
How important is money in a race like this? It's been so long. Sandy's been mayor for so long that I guess there have been competitive races, but he's won every time, obviously, and been in there for a long time. But to have some sort of a war chest, Rob, local election, does it make a big difference?
Yeah, I mean, it makes a difference to have some money, obviously. You got to have, I mean, I don't know that it's the sum total. You know, there's certainly have been candidates who were well-funded who didn't do very well.
Right.
But, you know, if you don't have any money, it's really tough to get out there and have an organization and knock on doors and put up signs and do all those things. But, you know, I don't know that it's one of those things locally that, you know, the person with the most money is definitely going to win. It certainly helps.
Yeah.
You know, money helps everything.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like that in politics, obviously.
Yep.
Yeah. And, you need money to fund something like a survey to see whether you should jump in the race or not as well. So that's
right. Yeah. You know, you got to have a survey. If you want to survey somebody put some money into it, I suppose.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Also, Rob, Governor Ivey back in town. I don't have the numbers on this. I don't have the stats, but it sure seems to me like she's been visiting our fair area more often than normal, maybe because there's been so many groundbreakings and grand openings. But she was back this week. And,
angling to get on our show, man.
Yeah, she's just waiting around to trying to get on Mobile Mornings. She spoke with the chamber for this forum, and a lot of talk about the port. And many different aspects of that, the I-10 Mobile River Bridge project, which when you combine our federal funding, the state $250 million they've dumped in, we're still sitting under a billion dollars in funds for what could be a $3.5 billion project. She spoke on that, but also a potential that tariff war and how that might affect the port. But Ivy, talking about the bridge, they're hoping to break ground next year still.
Yeah, I mean, you know, every time I hear about it, it just kind of depresses me more. I don't know. It seems like the cost of the bridge keeps getting further and further away, and the amount of money we need gets to be more and more and more. I don't, you know, I just sometimes wonder, is it going to actually happen? It, you know, somebody doesn't stand up and fund it, and we just keep kind of waiting for this dribs and drabs to come in from Washington, and I mean, you know, say that, and, well, that's $500 million, but still not enough. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, I don't know what's going to happen with it. The state's not willing to put the money in. The federal government's not willing to put the money in. It's just, you know, it does make me really question whether it's going to get there. And, you know, it's supposed to break ground this year, but now it sounds like next year. And it's just, I mean, we've been talking about this thing we started Lanyap 22 years ago, so I don't know.
I think it's time
I don't know.
Katie Britt makes a little side trip to Mar-a-Lago. How about we do that? Because she's obviously a favorite of President-elect Trump.
Somebody better do something. I don't know. Something's got to happen with it. Something's got to give. One of these days, we've got to really make a definitive stand and say we're going to fund it and get it done.
Yeah, and, you know, you listen to any politician, they'll tell you they have Trump's ear. And that he's telling them what the constituents want to hear. But it seems like a lot is riding on this TIFIA loan application that they're hoping the feds come through with and provide a major bulk of the funding. I don't hear many people talking about what happens if we don't receive that TIFIA loan.
No kidding.
It seems like the only alternative is tolls for eternity.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I still am sort of the opinion that the state could bond this out and put a toll on it, put a small toll on it, and then retire the toll and be done with it. That, I mean, that's always seemed like to me the plan, you know, that when Ivy first came out with this whole public-private partnership that would have had tolls for the next 50 years, if not more. I mean, they never come off, and mm-hmm. the companies that would do it would make billions of dollars. It was just a horrible deal for the state, horrible idea all the way around. And when you look around the country, there's nobody who's ever taken those tolls off. It's a private business. Why would they?
Sure.
You know,
yeah.
So, you know, but I mean, the state certainly can borrow that money, but they just don't want to. And it's, you know, that's really what it gets down to is, well, we don't want to borrow money for that. We want to borrow it for something else. And so it's, you know, it's a willpower issue. It's who wants to do it. I don't think she really wants to do it. I don't think the state really wants to do it very much.
No, that seems to be, I think that's my opinion as well. Great new edition on stands now. Where can folks pick it up or sign up online? And what about the Wish Book? Is the Wish Book out, or is that coming out soon?
The Wish Book came out last week.
Last week.
And so it's yeah, you missed it, but it's there online to look, and it has a lot of great information online that you can go and check it out and see some gifts that are being available locally, that you know, a lot of places that are offering great things to buy for your loved ones. So it's a good thing to check out online. You can go to lanyapmobile.com, become a subscriber. It's only $6.50 a month for the first month, and then $6.50 a month after that. And there's lots and lots of news and lots of good stuff to read.
Yeah, I'm looking at it right now, Rob. Thanks a bunch, and we'll talk again next week.
All right, guys, check it out.
All right. Rob Holbert, lanyapmobile.com. Coming up, we'll wrap up the show, get through a lot of these texts, as many as we can, before we hand it over to April Marie Fogle, who's in for Jeff one more time this week. More Mobile Mornings on the way.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
The Gulf Coast can expect cloudy skies today with showers this morning. High temperatures will be in the lower 60s this morning, but falling into the 50s this afternoon. Tonight, becoming partly cloudy and cold with lows around 30 degrees. And then tomorrow, sunny and cool with highs in the lower 50s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
1819 News.
Well, the traffic numbers are now in regarding the Thanksgiving holiday, when many Americans and Alabamians are traveling. The Alabama Law Enforcement Agency saw a total of 473 traffic crashes during the 9 days of travel time for this holiday. Aaliyah also says 21 people were killed in vehicle wrecks here in Alabama. 19 of the fatalities were in vehicles that did have seatbelts. 10 of those who were killed were not wearing them. The two other fatalities included a pedestrian and a passenger on an ATV. Aaliyah says that they are now transitioning over to another holiday period of travel days before Christmas, leading up until New Year's Eve. I'll be back with more Alabama stories after this.
Brian Dawson here, CEO of 1819 News. I'm also the host of 1819 News, the podcast, and we'd love for you to join us by listening to our weekly show on all the top podcast apps, both in audio and video format. At 1819 News, the podcast, we are in pursuit of a free and flourishing Alabama. Every week, we're having important conversations with guests from across this great state, all with the goal of equipping Alabamians to be in pursuit of a free and flourishing Alabama with us. New episodes are released weekly. I hope you'll join us.
The Montgomery City Council voted this week to require businesses that sell alcoholic beverages in the city to close early. The new city ordinance will require those businesses to close at 1 a.m. during the weekday and on Friday and Saturday nights to close at 2 a.m. This new ordinance applies to restaurants, bars, hotels, the Riverwalk Stadium, and concert venues. The new closing hours is an effort to provide more public safety within that city. The Dallas County School Superintendent is not planning to return to that position in the next school year. Superintendent Anthony Sampson informed the school board this week that he will not renew the school contract. Sampson says he's leaving the school system in a good position and headed in the right direction. I'm Andrea Tice.
For more news affecting Alabamians, go to 1819news.com. And while you're there, subscribe to the daily newsletter.
Are you 65 or older and wondering which Medicare plan best fits your needs and your budget? Medicare Advantage from Cigna Healthcare combines all your Medicare benefits into one. Coverage includes $0 Part D deductibles, $0 copays for many prescription drugs, and a $0 monthly plan premium. Plus, you'll enjoy extra benefits like dental, hearing, and vision coverage. Open enrollment ends December 7th, so call 877-863-9849 today to learn more. That's 877-863-9849. See for yourself how much you get with Medicare Advantage from Cigna Healthcare. Benefit options vary by plan and service area. You must reside in the plan service area. Cigna Healthcare products and services are provided exclusively by or through operating subsidiaries of the Cigna Group. Subsidiaries of the Cigna Group contract with Medicare to offer Medicare Advantage, HMO and PPO plans and Part D prescription drug plans, PPP in select states and with select state Medicaid programs. Enrollment in a Cigna Healthcare product depends on contract renewal.
The employees and hosts of FM Talk 106.5 thank you, our listening family, for making us Lagniappe Nappy Award winners once again. You listened and voted for Mobile Mornings as the best morning show and DJ team. Sean Sullivan's Midday Mobile for best talk show. And Plain Living for Alabama and the Gulf Coast with host Bill Finch for best lifestyle show. Thank you for taking the time to vote. And more importantly, listening to locally owned Hometown Talk on FM Talk 106.5.
From the SpringHillToyota.com traffic center now northbound 65 south of the airport, right across from the other accident. They're working on the southbound lanes. Right lane's blocked off with an accident with injuries. Grand Bay Wilma Road, Smith Road, also Grand Oak Drive near McDonald Road, and Schillinger Road and Old Government still in the roadways. The Trellis Room inside the Battle House Hotel open Tuesday through Saturday with a dinner menu that emphasizes Italian cuisine. Enjoy a family-style experience in a spectacular setting. They look forward to welcoming you to an international dining experience tonight at the Trellis Room at the Battle House Hotel. And I'm Kane with their FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
That we're going to get around to raw milk in our discussion this morning and even on the text line, but that's what's happening. 8:55, Mobile Mornings with Dan and Dalton.
Yeah, some quick housekeeping for you. April Marie Fogle will be guest hosting for Jeff Poor coming up again here in just a few minutes. Jeff ought to be back by tomorrow, I believe, and then Sean Sullivan back for Midday Mobile today. That's the plan. Also, if you are involved in the FM Talk 106.5 College Pick'em Challenge, presented by Spring Hill Ace Hardware, with that huge grand prize going out at the end of the year to one winner. The picks are up for this week. Conference Tournament Championship Week. There are only 10 total games this week, and three of them are Friday night. So we have three games that you have to pick before Friday evening if you're involved. Now, our leader in the clubhouse right now, Ed, somehow has had a fantastic year and is seven games up on the field. So it's going to be tough to get to Ed, but the only way you can catch him is if you put those games in. So make sure if you're competing against us and everyone else in the FM Talk 106.5 College Pick'em Challenge, that you have your picks in before those games on Friday night.
Yeah, I just submitted my picks, which I don't do every week. There's one last part to the formula, and you got to submit your picks. I pick every week. Do I submit every week? No, like a fourth grader with one untied shoe.
Hey,
I don't get it done.
If we were ranking on win percentage, you would be top.
I know, but I didn't submit them.
Yeah.
So what does it matter?
Text line, James from Mobile, raw milk turns into butter, buttermilk, cheese, and a lot of other items. Pasteurized milk rots in the refrigerator in 2 weeks. I went down a rabbit hole on this raw milk thing.
Okay.
But I didn't go too far. I'd say I probably got about half my body into that rabbit hole before. And, I think people that are looking into the
health benefits
of less processed items like raw milk, they make a whole lot of great points. Now, the problem for many of us would be, are you willing to pay
$10
the extra cost for all, super healthy items? And you got a growing family, things like that, it's just not in the cards.
No, it's not in the budget. And then you've got to go to, there's one place that sells it, and it's in Chunchula.
Well, I think there may be, and it's kind of a friends and neighbors thing as well.
Okay.
If you have friends that have cows and they do that kind of thing, it's kind of easy to do that. Jerry says, this is a tip for you from Jerry. He says, Danny, buy a milk cow and feed her weed and thank me later. So Jerry, talking about some weed cows.
I don't know what any of that mean. Like marijuana?
A high cow and then the milk.
Yeah. I'm not a marijuana user, Jerry, but I guess listening to this broadcast over the years, he's come to that conclusion.
Jimmy from Bay Minette says, is it still legal to own your own milk cow? Yeah, you wouldn't think so the way that... the way these laws are laid out there.
Let me check in with management of Legacy Oaks and see if they have a problem with me having a milk cow out by the garage.
Haywood said, raw milk, I was raised on it. We did know the cow. Do not now, because I no longer have a cow. There you go. And you're not dead, Haywood. You're with us still, even being raised on the raw milk. Look at that. 8:58, April Marie Fogle on the way next, filling in for Jeff Poore.